Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Oh, Brad, I saw a story this weekend about DisneyGiftCard.com that initially I was a little taken aback by and a little worried. It turns out it's not as bad as I thought. Basically, Disney is making changes to DisneyGiftCard.com, which seemed to be just a complete overhaul of the site. And on January 19th, Disney is going to delete all current account details. So that's your login, all the gift cards you've added, all that stuff. And then January 20th, they're going to perform the maintenance, the upgrade to the site. Basically, what they're going to do is kind of bring it in line with the rest of the Disney properties, where you'll be able to use your MDE login to log into DisneyGiftCard.com, which hopefully in the future might link your gift card balance to the MDE app. And maybe you could use your Magic Band to access that.
I was about to say,
money.
Yes, use your Magic Band so you're not using a totally different... So you don't feel like you're using a totally different system,
right,
just for that one thing?
Yeah, that would be awesome. But so I guess we have recommended in the past that you spread out the cost of a trip by buying Disney gift cards at the grocery store, for a year or whatever. As soon as you know you're going, start buying them and store them on DisneyGiftCard.com. If you have done that, you must have the card, the physical card that money is on, because you're going to have to re-register it after the 20th. So
you have a lot of time.
Yes,
and
you do have months.
Yeah. So if you don't have any of those cards because you registered them and then said, what do I need? First of all, let me just say this right now. Never, ever, ever get rid of one of those cards while you still have a balance on it.
Yep.
Because that's still a gift card, right? Just because it's associated to your account, it is still money. So if you were to throw that in the garbage and somebody else was to grab it and use it, it would take that money away from that card.
Registering the card on DisneyGiftCard.com does not transfer a balance from it. It just is representative of the available funds on that card, that physical card.
So Jeremy, are you saying that DisneyGiftCard.com is not a mobile wallet?
According to DisneyGiftCard.com, that is true.
All over DisneyGiftCard.com right now, it says DisneyGiftCard.com is not a mobile wallet. But that said, if you say don't have access to those cards, even if you didn't get rid of them, but they're boxed up somewhere, and you're like, I don't want to have to enter 10 cards into the new DisneyGiftCard.com.co.uk. I don't know, whatever it's going to be. I assume it's still DisneyGiftCard.com. But if you don't want to enter them all that you need to do is go get one Disney gift card, register that one, transfer everything to that one, and then as long as you've got the full, all the little numbers for that card, when the new website goes online, you're going to be covered.
Yep. And it is so easy. This is still, I think, one of the best ways to save up for a trip. Again, this was your idea, your thing. You told me about this, but it's still the best way to do it. But yeah, if you don't have a card, go to the grocery store or whatever, buy, get a card that you have then you'll have the numbers for it. Go register that card on DisneyGiftCard.com right now. Transfer all the balance over to that one, and then you're good.
And really moving forward, my go-to thing is, I only have on my account right now, and of course, when you sent this, I freaked out, went and double checked that account just to make sure this was still true, and it was, and all of my gift cards are zeroed out because sad day, not currently planning my next trip, so I'm not currently saving, but that said, I have a couple of cards on there. Basically, I have one for myself, one for my wife, and then a third card that at the time I was using, because our last trip was with family, and if I needed to give them a card for something, that way I could transfer some money to that one. But essentially, anytime I would go to the grocery store leading up to our trip, or, Target is a great, by the way, Target, great place to go get those gift cards because, they've got the deals at stat. Anyway, pay attention to all those places. We've talked about this many, many times, but once I registered a gift card, what I would immediately do is transfer that balance over to one of, you know, typically I, leading up, I would always transfer everything to my gift card. And then, you know, I would split it up when the time came that I would need to use the other gift cards. But that way, I only have to keep track of a gift card. And I actually do know where that gets, you know, it's in my wallet and everything. But all the other gift cards, you can just immediately just chunk in the garbage because they're now, you know, just useless pieces of plastic. And I wish that I didn't have to, like, I wish that I could just go to, you know, Kroger or Target or wherever I'm getting, you know, a deal on gift cards, just print out all the codes for me. Like you get that little extra receipt anyway, right? That says your gift card is now activated. Right. Here's the 1-800 number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need, like, I need two or three pieces of plastic. And other than that, I don't need any other pieces of plastic. So,
you know, be
give
really
me that
nice
option.
If they would add like the way you set up, you know, a auto draft from your checking account into your savings account. If they had, and maybe they're going to add this, but if they had some sort of feature where you could go on there and say, like, I'm saving for a Disney account or a Disney trip, and you could put in your, you know, bank information and just have them every month just like draft $10. And that way you're saving for your trip without really realizing it. It'd be the same end result where you'd have a gift card with a ton of money on it, but you wouldn't have to go and, you know, waste all the plastic and remember to grab a gift card at the store and stuff. You could just kind of set up an automatic $10-15 a month to Disney, you know, giftcard.com, and that way you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, my problem is even if they offered that option, I still want to take advantage of, you know, either my fuel points or my 5% cash back, or, you know, I have to be getting some kind of deal there, Jeremy. So if it's just a straight, you know, pull from my bank account, I don't get anything. I got to get something, man. I got to get something. But yes, the moral of all of this is if you have listened to us and are doing the Disney gift card thing, or if you're like, I totally knew about that before you guys, it doesn't matter how you got there. Make sure you go and check.
Yep.
Make sure that you know where all your cards are. Transfer everything to one card to make it really easy. And get ready for the new DisneyGiftCard.com, which I am actually pretty happy about, because number one, I don't like having extra logins for Disney stuff, right? Like having it under the MDE. Is really not, you know, just that MDE, Disney Plus, everything login.
And I also
is nice.
I also felt weird telling people to go to that website because it looks fake.
Yes, yeah. That was gonna be my next thing, is I always feel sketched out when I go, and part of the reason that it feels sketchy to me is because it doesn't accept my Disney. I'm like, this is my login for if I go to Shop Disney. This is my login for my Disney Plus. This is my login for, you know, booking my, like, this is everything Disney. But this one website doesn't take that login, and it's not a dot. Like, this is the reason why I said, you know, I don't know if they're going to keep it at DisneyGiftCard.com, is because to me, I always felt less trusting in that site because it wasn't like giftcards.disney.com. That would feel so, or, you know, giftcards.disney.go.com or whatever. It would, like, a known Disney domain would make me feel a whole lot better.
Just something. Cause yeah,
it feels like those site, you know, I've dealt with issues where, you know, like somebody will tell me, hey, I called the, you know, I Googled, you know, how to get my email account password back. And there was this phone number, and I called this phone number, and they logged into my computer, and they did all. And what it is, you know, these fake companies will do a bunch of really, really horrible things so that they get, you know, so they can work their way up the, you know, search rankings or whatever. And then when you go search for this stuff, you click it and it looks legit. And the next thing you know, you've given, you know, some nefarious characters access to your stuff. And that's what it feels like when you're using that Disney gift card. I mean, it's a nice site and everything, but it just doesn't feel like a Disney site to me.
Yeah. And if it didn't say DisneyGiftCard.com on the back of the gift card, I don't think it certainly would look like a scammy site, or it certainly would play like a scammy site. So at least it does say Disney gift card on the back of the gift card. But yeah, go check your balance, make sure everything's copacetic on there, and then on January 20th, enjoy the new hotness, whatever it may be.
Assuming that it works.
Yeah. So Brad, your best friend Figment looks like he's got a little Christmas attire on now.
Yes, apparently, you know, Jingle Cruise and what is the Haunted Mansion one?
Haunted Mansion Holiday.
There you go, Haunted Mansion Holiday. That's, you know, the overlays are growing. And this is an overlay I can get behind, because it is understated, and yet it's a fun thing to add when Journey into Imagination with Figment is essentially the exact same attraction. They just put a Christmas sweater on Figment.
Yeah. It's a pretty good one. I'm not a huge fan of Journey into Imagination, but this is definitely a good Christmas overlay.
Yes, and clearly that's because you're wrong about things. But the only other thing that I did want to bring up about this is I haven't checked yet, but I feel like it would be in the story if this was the case. I need this this sweater to be available for purchase.
Huh, that would be a very smart idea.
Because I am a fan of, because it's a knit sweater, and you know, it's just, I don't know, it's a very nice looking sweater to me.
Yeah, and it's one of those that doesn't say like Walt Disney World or Epcot real big on it. You know, it's understated, and I like it a lot.
Well, and I think that the best thing about it is it's got the Journey into Imagination logo right mm-hmm. there, dead center. And so,
but
like
it doesn't,
you said, it doesn't say Disney.
I went on
it.
Journey into the Imagination at Epcot or whatever. It just has the logo and nothing else. And that's rare for merch.
But I, you know what? Here's the thing, though. I think, you know what? That's actually like a little zipper pullover thing, which is even better than a knit sweater, because I'm actually more likely to use it. But I think if this was I hope that this wouldn't be the case, but I would not be surprised if this was actually merch, if they wouldn't add a Disney, you know, or Epcot logo somewhere on it. Like, I don't know that they would feel good about
selling
merch. They
could help themselves.
exactly. But yeah, so I real-time follow-up, I just zoomed way in on this thing. And it's actually got the little Journey into Imagination pyramids down at the bottom of
it
and everything. Yeah. So the more I look at this, the more I want this little pullover, man. So I don't know. Also, the more I'm looking at it, the more I'm surprised they're not selling this pullover. Disney, sell this pullover. Take my money, you know? it's so simple. But yes, I love the fact that they gave Figment a you know, some sort of a Christmas overlay, and it makes me happy also because it's one more little thing. And you know, in the midst of the people mover refurb that will never end, I don't know. Are we into February? I think we're still in January with that, but TBD. I'm sure. It's good to see them giving some form of attention to an attraction that I like, to give me a little bit more hope that maybe it's not going anywhere immediately, though. This could also be the kiss goodnight or something for all I know. Oh, though, wouldn't it be sad to go out on a pullover? No, I'm gonna take this as good news. They still remember Figment's a thing. They gave him a holiday overlay.
I don't think it's going anywhere. I think all major changes to Epcot have been put on hold, aside from, you know, well, even opening up Cosmic Rewind has been postponed. So I think Figment is safe. I don't think they're making any changes anytime soon.
And you know what? Maybe there was a little bit more of a Christmas overlay planned at some point. And
could be.
Cut backslid to a pullover. That's kind of, yeah. But it's something.
So we also just found out today that Disney's going to start fireworks testing in the Magic Kingdom, which is excellent. Because that means that maybe they've either they're, you know, just testing so they can bring back the normal fireworks shows, or they've come up with some sort of social distancing, you know, low capacity fireworks show that they can do, you know, maybe for not just people in the park somehow.
Yeah, so I'm gonna pop your balloon a little bit. And it's basically, you know, I put this in the show notes quickly because I saw it and went, oh, that's awesome. They're testing the fireworks actually tomorrow as we're recording this, which is going to be November 16th. They're saying from 10 p.m. till midnight. And basically the reason we know this is because Disney has to, you know, let people around them know, hey, we're going to be, you know, popping off.
Right.
So when you suddenly start hearing booming happening, no, it's not the Magic Kingdom is suddenly blowing up. It's purposeful booming. Even if it's happening, you know, when you're not expecting it to happen. But, you know, they are saying that they will be testing around different areas of Magic Kingdom this Monday night. And I thought that was kind of weird because I thought, you know, typically all of the fireworks get fired off from one location. The only time they don't is during holiday parties, right? So Not So Scary Halloween or Very Merry Christmas Party, those have special fireworks where they are fired off from multiple places, which would which would make sense with this whole fireworks testing different areas. And then I saw this this comment actually on this story where someone said, but realistically, is this for any upcoming filming for the 2020 holiday Disney specials? And I thought, yeah, that would actually make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
I've also seen rumors some places that it could be related to the new 50th anniversary show that's supposed to be debuting sometime in, I think, like late 2021. That anything is possible, right? I just think that they would probably be doing, I don't know, I think they would be doing that stuff closer to time because I don't think they're going to do any major overhauls for that show. But I, you know, I'm also not in the know. To me, the holiday special filming sounds super likely. So I'm kind of trending towards that. But even so, I mean, I don't like, yeah, does that let some air out of the sweet? They're bringing back fireworks. Absolutely. But it means we'll have a chance to see some, you know, fireworks as part of the special, which I think would be cool.
Yeah, I think probably, you know, you're right. That makes sense. But when you're saying the normal fireworks show doesn't have fireworks that are fired from different locations, don't the, you know, Wishes and Happily Ever After, don't they have perimeter fireworks? Like those fireworks, there's fireworks in those shows that are shot from different locations.
They shoot fireworks from a single location behind the park, and then they also fire off stuff from the rooftops. But like the you know, firing them off from around the Magic Kingdom is only, to my knowledge, and please somebody feel free to correct me if I'm wrong here, but to my knowledge, that only happens for the holidays. So like if you go watch the fireworks from like California Grill or something like that, you'll notice that if you're watching a Happily Ever After show, you're going to see, you know, all the fireworks seem to come from this one spot. And then, you know, like when they do the spray around the castle or whatever, you know, the little single shots that go and then, you know, they basically fan out or whatever, that seems like it's coming from directly around the castle or whatever, much closer. And that's the stuff from the rooftops. But then if you ever watch like, again, Not So Scary Halloween Party or Very Merry Christmas, and you watch the fireworks for that, you'll notice that, you know, you're actually seeing them shoot off from like around just all the way around the park. Like there's four or five different spots that they shoot off from for those.
You know, I don't know if I've ever been to the park when it's not a holiday fireworks show.
So have you never seen, did you ever watch Wishes?
I don't know. Cause we always go every time we have gone, except for the time that we went to No, even the when we went for the weekend to do the Osborne Lights, that was holidays.
Oh, but did you go specifically to a party?
I've never gone to a party, no.
Okay, if you didn't specifically go to a party, then you usually don't get party fireworks. You usually still get the normal, like, you'll get, like, holiday wishes or something.
Right,
or,
yeah,
you know, but whatever.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying is I don't think I've ever seen just regular old wishes or regular old. Is there a holiday version of Happily Ever After? Because every time we go the last weekend in November, first weekend in December.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. So you're gonna only yeah. I don't know about Happily Ever After. I'm gonna be totally honest and just say that I don't know if that has a holiday version. And there are times that during the holidays they'll actually run the party show, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's a holiday. Once we get over this whole pandemic situation, you definitely need to go and see just the normal fireworks, though, it sounds like to me. But yeah, so they're not shooting from all the way around the park the rest of the time. That's a special thing.
Hmm. I didn't realize that. I thought they always did perimeter fireworks.
Well, and I think part of that is like, again, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but like when they do those shows, they either close off or severely limit traffic, you know, because there's that one road that goes backstage, more or less behind Space Mountain. So like if you think, so you take a left and you go into where the bus drop off is for Magic Kingdom, you take a right and you go into the Contemporary. If you go straight there, you're heading backstage. And that road, I think, ends up in the fallout area for those holiday fireworks. So wow. Basically what I'm saying is when you have a, you know, non-normal fireworks show, it is a lot more invades a lot more on what is going on than a regular fireworks show does, because not everything is designed around that, you know, being on and it makes a lot more areas unavailable and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought they always did that, but I probably because I've never seen just a regular non-holiday fireworks show.
Well, and if you're not actually in the park, like when you're just in the park watching the fireworks, you feel like, again, just from those two locations, there's fireworks happening in multiple places. They're everywhere. And if you haven't actually done a holiday party, you don't see the difference. Like when there are suddenly fireworks that are, you know, more or less shooting off either to the side of you or possibly, depending on your viewing location, even could be like behind you. It's like you're turning around to take in all of the fireworks and stuff. And so that's a different experience that, you know, you don't, I guess, realize what all around you really means until you've experienced all around you.
Well, either way, nevertheless, I am very excited that they're doing something with fireworks, because it's really sad that fireworks haven't been a thing recently.
Yes. Yeah. I think that at the end of the day, whatever this is being used for, yay, Disney's blowing up some more money in the sky and fireworks are super cool. And we can all enjoy that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Now all we need to do is get that Fantasmic moat filled back up and get that show back on the road.
And then we're back on our way.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. You can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.